Initial techniques, centering and calibration. Centering. You need to mentally prepare yourself before starting the validation process. You need to clear your emotions and center. Centering is used in other contexts: meditation, prayer, yoga, anger management, parenthood, and integral to validation preparation. If you find yourself unable to set your own emotions to one side while using these techniques, you might take some time to explore them before launching on a validation encounter. First, recognize your feelings at the moment: anger, annoyance, frustration, sadness. And say to yourself, "Not now, later." Your feelings are important and need attention, but they will get in your way and make empathy difficult. Remind yourself that you can handle these feelings later at a time and place that is more appropriate. Breathe deeply from your belly. Relax your muscles. Put your own feelings in the metaphorical closet and open your heart and mind to the elderly. Calibration. The objective is to identify what is going on in the other person. The more information you can pick up by simply observing, the easier it will be to make your initial approach. After centering, you carefully approach the person, observing all the small muscles of the face, the breathing, the physical posture, and any movements that the person is making. Listen to the voice tone if the person is speaking. What does the voice tone tell you? As you observe, try to match the other person. By match, I mean to take on some of the physical characteristics yourself. Perhaps you can breathe in the same rhythm, wrinkle your brow in the same way, reflect the emotion that you sense is coming from the other person. This is calibrating yourself to match the other. Learning to recognize and reflect emotions is difficult for some people, but it is the next crucial step in communicating.